Time now, 8:30 here at FM 95.7, KQWC on this Tuesday morning, and welcome to our Community Corner for Tuesday. Well, if you live in the state of Iowa, you probably got something in your mail not too long ago from your county assessor, and that means it's an increase in your property values. And I'm sure there's a lot of questions going on today, and that's why we have Brenda Loftus, who's our county assessor. She just started her duties officially in January after succeeding longtime county assessor Kevin Barnifus. And Brenda, it's a pleasure finally meeting you after almost a year. We see each other at St. Thomas Aquinas and also at Hy-Vee, but welcome aboard.
Thanks, Pat.
Glad to have you.
Appreciate you having me.
Absolutely. So that's why we have you on today to talk about this increase in our property taxes here in the Hamilton County area. And we talked off air before we started. You've been getting a lot of calls about this, haven't you?
Yeah, we started getting our calls yesterday. We expect that because people have lots of questions and we're there to answer them. We don't expect you to know how we do the assessments and what they entail. We do this day in and day out, and a lot of study goes into it before we establish those values.
Let's find out, Brenda, about why we're seeing this increase.
So if you think about our market the last 2 years, if you look at your local real estate listings and everything, a lot of your properties have sold quickly and for above listing price. And those are the items that the each county has to look at. All of the sales that happen in Hamilton County come through our office and are analyzed. And that is what we use to establish your market value for your property.
It's not only a Hamilton County issue there, Brenda, but it's all across the state.
It's not only all across the state of Iowa. It's actually national as well.
Nationwide, okay. Mm-hmm. So that's just impacting every homeowner everywhere. It depends on the value of the home, how old it is, and the living qualities of it, I presume.
Right. There's lots of things that go into it. We do just kind of like your, if you had a personal appraisal done or if you had a insurance appraisal done. They're creating what we call a replacement cost new, and then they're depreciating it and looking for what we call obsolescence. And so whether there is a functional issue with the property, whether it's economic influences, whether you're a small town, whether you're have some other outside influences to your property, those are all considered when we look at those sales. And we look at those just specific to not only the county itself, but to your particular area that your home is located in. Mm-hmm.
So it varies from place to place, I presume.
Yes. Yeah. There won't be a set percentage for the whole county because each home is completely different. So one home that is newer built will not receive as much depreciation as an older home. And one that has been recently redone will have a better quality and won't receive as much of a obsolescence as, say, one that is in disrepair.
So we're kind of lucky for those homeowners that have property dating back, let's say, the 1940s, 1950s. But the newer, it's expensive, right?
And there, everything's been expensive. That's kind of what the trend that we're seeing. The gamut of all of our sales, all of them have been up. And what we look at is a ratio between what the market sale is and what our assessment is. At the end of the day, that is what we have to meet. We're state regulated, that we have to be as close to market value as possible. And when we started this process, and it's been a year-long process watching these sales, at the end of the year, we were in the 70s for our ratio. So that would mean that a $100,000 home was assessed at $70,000. So with that being said, the state regulates that. And if we don't make those corrections and make them pertinent to your property and bring that up to 100% of market value, then the Iowa Department of Revenue steps in and then they make the change for us. Well, we don't want that to happen, because then we can't make the the adjustments for those, like you said, the economic areas, your small towns, your the depreciation for the homes. It'd be a blanket statement. They would come in and they'd issue a what we call an equalization order. So we don't want that to happen. We want to make sure that we keep everything as fair and as equitable as possible.
Again, my guest on the Community Corner today is Brenda Loftus, our Hamilton County assessor, who began her duties earlier this year. What about the people involved with real estate? Have you been talking with them, any chance, the real estate dealers here in Webster City about all these changes?
You know, on occasion we have an opportunity to do that. I haven't reached out to them recently. I'm sure that they're getting phone calls as well, because everybody's like, is my house really worth this? We have had an increase, because it's spring, of the number of homes listed. I believe that there's probably, if you just go out and do a Google search, there's probably, you know, right around 30 properties all in Hamilton County, and that's what we have for sale, which is a very low inventory. So that then, again, is another influence to what drives the market up. We have very few homes for sale, and we have more sellers than we, or more buyers than we have sellers. So
interesting, because a friend of mine was trying to find a home here in Webster City, but they had to go out of town because of the shortage of homes we have here. Yeah.
And this is a kind of a universal thing throughout the state of Iowa. And I'm going to be slightly biased. I'm a home Iowa girl, and we like our small towns. We like the rural living, and I think that we are gaining the individuals that want to enjoy our lifestyle. But that also creates an influence that is outside of what we're used to.
So if people have questions, they can contact your office about their property values.
Yes, definitely. We're, like I said, we're there to educate. We're there to help explain. We just want people to understand that their assessment does not equate to taxes. That's something that our office doesn't do. We don't raise revenues for taxing bodies. We don't determine the tax rates, and we don't calculate property taxes. So we need to make sure that everybody knows that our office has nothing to do with the tax portion of it. We are more or less the distribution portion of that. We do the assessments. We try to establish a fair market value for your property. And then when the budgets are established, well after the fact of that establishment, that assessment then determines what portion of the budgets that your taxing jurisdictions collect becomes attributable to your property.
What other information do you have about this?
Put
you on the spot.
No, that's all right. One thing I want to make sure that everybody knows is that the assessment is one step in the whole taxation process. So the next portion would be what we would call the assessment limitation. Now, this was set up in 1970s, I guess I should say, and it was to hedge against inflation, which is exactly the situation that we have today. So we kind of have to wait for that to take its course. What that does, it looks statewide at the growth, and it limits how much growth that we can have per year. So right now, a residential property has a taxable value of 56% of what their assessed value is. So you're not being taxed on that full assessed value. So then by next November, they will establish a new, what most people know by a rollback. And that's looking at, from what we have studied, to be less. So we're thinking, you know, maybe at 46%. So if your assessment goes up, but your limitation goes down, that means the percentage by which that your assessment increased will not be the same as what your taxable value is worth. Now, the next step of that is when they establish the budgets next year. So any of your taxing jurisdictions, your county, your city, your school, Iowa Central, and all of those items, they have a budget that they establish. Now, if there's more taxable value for them to budget against, then technically, if they're being responsible and looking out for you as a citizen, we would hope that they would bring their levy down, because the levy is just a percentage basis. So we want them to look at the dollar amount they're budgeting. And as long as they would do that, there's the potential there that their levy could come down too. So ultimately, at the end of the day, I could put everybody's property at a dollar and you'd still have to owe taxes.
Oh, don't you wish.
I know.
Don't you wish.
Nobody wants me to do that, because the state would step back in and put it right back where it is. So,
do you think there will be a day, Brenda, we'll see these prices roll back maybe down the road or what?
It's a possibility. You know, we are kind of in a unique time. Our inflation. True. I know people mention a lot about the interest rates. Right now, the interest rates aren't affecting the sales. It's maybe affecting which properties they purchase. They're maybe going to a lower price point, but right now everything's still selling. In doing this over the course of several years, you know, every time I think I'm like, oh, you know, this bubble has to pop at some point.
Right.
It just never does. And you think of the longevity of real estate. We usually consider it an investment, and we anticipate to grow. And, you know, unfortunately, it's growing at a rate that faster than what we normally would anticipate. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
But we'll keep watching it. And that's part of our job, too, that we will continue to watch those economic changes and any changes of influence. And we'll adjust accordingly. So by all means, if it goes down, I will be making the adjustment. Believe me, sending out assessment notices with those kind of increases pains the assessor just as much as it does the taxpayer.
Absolutely. So we'll see what happens. And this is done every year.
So every 2 years we do reassessment.
Years.
Yep.
Okay.
So it's a 2-year study. And so figure your percentage rate isn't just a 1-year increase. It's looking at what it increased from 2 years ago. So that's a big influence too.
All right.
So, and another thing you want to keep in mind too, when we do our assessments, like I said, that was just a distribution factor, but think of all the other things that you use your value of your home for. If you go to get a loan, they're going to be looking at an appraisal and what you're going to be loaning against. And you're going to want your property to be valued at a decent price. They do use the assessor's website to do that when they start looking for comps.
Mm-hmm.
Another item is your insurance. They create a replacement cost new, same way that we do. So do you want your property to be insured for less than what you could build it for again? Or do you want it to be insured at a proper amount? Another thing that kind of gets overlooked is that if, God forbid that we ever have a natural disaster in Hamilton County, we want these values to be as accurate as possible because FEMA historically pays 110% on the assessed value. So if I underassess your value, that puts you in harm's way for that as well. Mm-hmm. So some other things to think about.
All right.
Yeah.
Of course, if people have any questions, they may contact your office any Monday through Friday.
Yes.
And that's at 832-9-
9505.
9505. Any questions, just contact you at 832-9505.
And you can access any of the real estate information. We have a website that's right on the Hamilton County website as well. Links right to all of your data information. You can go out and review it, look at all the sales. We have a list of sales in the courthouse as well. And by all means, if you have concerns, we want to be the one you talk to. I know coffee shop talk goes around a lot.
Yeah. Yep.
But
that's why I spend time here.
Yep.
Because every morning, people are going to the coffee shop to chit-chat about this and that.
And if you want me to come to your coffee shop, I appreciate coffee, too. So
there you go.
There you go.
Yeah.
Some things that I want to encourage people to think about, too, is that if you are thinking about appealing, there is a period here between April 2nd and April 25th that I can do an informal appeal. If there's an error, we will gladly change it. No problem. And then there's also a separate board of review, and you can appeal up until May 1st this year. And that is a separate board altogether. And there's 3 members that are all local, and they will handle the appeal separate from my office as well. So those are options for you. The other thing you want to think about when you're looking at, you know, everybody's worried about their taxes and what it will do.
Yeah.
Kind of wanted to explain that a little bit.
Sure.
I had an individual in yesterday that he was so very concerned, and I understood that, that his property value increased about 29%, which is shocking to everybody. Everybody's concerned about that. You know, economically, we all are. We take pride in what we have and want to make sure we take care of what we have. So with the estimated rollback and even using the current levies that are available to us today, the assessed taxable value was a 7% increase. So it is a good example of that the assessed value increase versus the taxable value increase will be significantly less. So instead of the $1,000 or so that he thought it was going to increase per year, it was about $300. So still an increase, but yeah, it's not nearly as scary as what he originally thought. So.
At least you brightened this person's day somewhat there, Brenda.
I was going to say, we understand, you know, everybody has money concerns. Everybody wants to be responsible, and we want to help you do that too. We'll look for credits and exemptions for you if there's any available on your property. And then after that, you know, we can just ask that our elected officials make responsible decisions with the levies in the future.
All right. So again, any questions, call the County Assessor's Office with Brenda here at 832-9505.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you very much. Before we go, you started your duties in a way last year as an assistant.
Actually, it was in April of last year.
Oh, a year
that
ago
I
now.
Joined the crew. Yep, and have enjoyed my time here in Hamilton County. Prior to that, I was an assessor in Harrison County, and so enjoy doing what I do. I always say that I was the math nerd with the agricultural background and multi-generational farm family. And my husband and his family owned an HVAC business. And so I have, you know, some of the general construction and electrical and plumbing information that just because he talks about all the time, right?
Right.
And then also, you know, that small business attitude as well. So I think those things are benefits to me.
Yeah.
So, And we just want to make sure that everybody understands that we're very approachable in our office.
Right.
We are more there to help you understand than anything else.
Yeah. Okay. And you're doing a fine job so far, filling in some big shoes for Kevin Barnifus, because I knew Kevin for a long time. Well, he was a 76er, and I'm a 77 here in Webster City.
Yeah. And Kevin and I, we teased the first time that I came into the office, there were so many things that we did alike that we told the staff they were in trouble, because if they were expecting any big changes, they were out of luck. So.
Well, that takes care of that. But Brenda, thanks so much for joining us.
Well, thank you.
This morning, getting some answers about why we're seeing these property values go up again. If they have any questions, they may call you at 832-9505.
Thank you very
much. Okay, thanks, Brenda. Brenda Loftus, my guest on the Community Corner Show today. Tomorrow morning, we'll talk about what's going on at Public Health with an open house scheduled for Thursday. That's on the Focus on Health Show tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on KKWC. The time now, 8:47.